Welcome back to Calvary Life. This is the podcast for the membership of Calvary Baptist Church and anybody else out there who wants to hear about local church life. And we're glad to be back with you. I'm Charles Uptain, and I have a guest with me today.
Hey, I'm Zach Daniels.
Zach is everything to do with children's ministry around here, and we love Zach. We're glad that he is on staff and a recent graduate. Isn't that right, Zach?
That's right. Graduated with a master's degree in December.
Yeah, so now you're educated and things are good,
finally,
right?
Finally,
yeah.
There.
We do need to talk about one thing with that about, you know, we're going to talk about VBS today. That's going to be our focus. But one thing about that, Zach, you got to quit trying to have children around VBS.
Yeah.
That is a hard time, and I know you and Hannah are ready for the new addition to get here, I guess, in the month of May. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, man, that's a tough time. You no sleep, and you come right for VBS.
That's right.
It's hard, man. My first vacation Bible school when I was on staff at up in Birmingham, one of the first ones was right after Melody and I got married, and we actually went from the honeymoon straight to VBS. So that was a challenge as well. So. You know, life gets in the way sometimes of VBS, but it's still a big deal. So we're here to talk about Vacation Bible School today. You know, this is one of those weeks that we just we put on the calendar every year and look forward to. And so we just thought we'd take a few minutes for the podcast today and talk about the theme, talk about really just the purpose of VBS. So, Zach, I just want to ask you some questions and just see where it goes for Vacation Bible School this year. So first thing is, you know, give us the dates and that kind of thing for VBS. What are the dates for us?
Yeah, so our VBS this year is June 3rd through 7th. It'll run from 8:30 in the morning till about noon, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, so first week of June, so the kids will be out of school, and that's kind of how we normally do it, right?
It is. You know,
it's before everybody heads off on vacation and all that kind of stuff, and really, that's if everybody's ever wondered why we do VBS so early, it's really because we try to get it there when the most people can be here.
At least
that's for me. That's what I think of it.
That's exactly right. That's also why we do it during the day. It just seems to be the best time for kids and parents to get there, and for teachers who have just ended the school year, they're still fresh, they're still in the teaching mood, they haven't vacationed yet, and they haven't gone anywhere yet, so they're still here.
It's right. The
best time.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for our volunteers that allows us to do it during the day. I know a lot of churches have had to or have chosen to move to nighttime VBS just because of it does take a lot of volunteers. You know, it takes a lot of people serving, but our membership, you know, they seem to still want to do it during the daytime, and so I know that's a huge thing. And I tell you one thing for me, Zach, just talking general about VBS, I've seen the number of workers that we have had per children really grow in the last 2 or 3 years. Have you noticed the same thing with that?
It's incredible, but yes, and it's been organic. We've just seen a big surplus in the amount of volunteers in ratio to kids, and it's just a blessing.
Yeah, and now we're not saying that to say don't help because we got plenty.
That's
not the case.
Not at all.
We still need the church to step up and be here for that week, and I know that you're working hard on getting all those holes filled and that kind of thing, but it's just been a blessing to me to see so many men or women and also men that have really stepped up to help at Vacation Bible School every year, and it makes the week go so much better.
It does.
I mean, it makes it where it's, you know, it makes your job easier, I think.
It does. When you, you know, just the analogy of when you move, if you do it just one or two people, it's the most exhausting thing. But if you have 20 people involved and helping you, you look around and it's like, oh, I moved. And that was the easiest thing I've done.
Yeah. It's amazing. The discipline issues go away. Everything goes away when you have more adults who can give help that week. So please put it on your calendar, be here for us and talk to Zach or Joyce and really, you know, just sign up. There's plenty of places to work, right?
Please do. We'd love to have you.
All right. So getting into this year's theme, this is I guess the big picture. Last year, you really came to Paul and I and talked about the curriculum. And so we've really never talked about to the church. I know you did to the leadership that was in Vacation Bible School last year of the why behind changing from our normal Lifeway curriculum that we had used for years and really changed to the Answers in Genesis VBS curriculum. So speak to why, what was on your heart at the time of why you thought that was what we needed to do as a church.
Sure. Well, one of the things I learned when I got to Calvary, never having been a part of an SBC church, and I didn't grow up in church, and So when I became a Christian and then was called to ministry, when I got on staff here, one of the things I didn't realize was how rooted we are in traditions and just doing things kind of the same old, over and over again. And I think that tradition is good, but sometimes change can help certain things.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the things that we never really looked at change, changing curriculum or anything like that till recently. But I would say that the best way to answer that is when you go to a hardware store and you need a drill, you know, you're going to do research on what drill you want, what drill is going to provide you, what's going to check all the boxes that you need.
Yeah.
And for me, curriculum is that. Curriculum is a tool. I'm going to get the curriculum that best serves all of my needs and what I want a curriculum to be. And when we talk about curriculum itself, I want curriculum to be biblically accurate and sound. I want it to be easy to use. I want it to be relevant and just overall in a very healthy direction, the company that produces the curriculum. And so with that, all those things factoring in, prayed about it and just really loved what was being put out by Answers in Genesis.
Yeah.
And those, if you're not familiar with them, they're the people who have the Creation Museum and the Ark up in North Kentucky, and just really love that company and just love the resources that they put out. And so we decided to switch over to Answers in Genesis curriculum. Does that mean we're tied to them anyway? No, it doesn't necessarily mean that. But over last year and this year, I believe they're the best tool for us in the curriculum world.
Yeah.
To use.
Well, I remember you coming to me specifically, I guess it was maybe, I don't know when it was, maybe a year and a half ago or so when we were starting to think about curriculum for last year, and just showing me the differences and even how the curriculums were promoted. And that, you know, one of your questions was to me, read this and tell me which one of these is more like us.
Mm.
And that was, I think that's eye-opening. You know, you really could see the differences, the things that we value as a church.
Mm-hmm.
We value the centrality of the Word. We value the kingdom aspect of how we're servants to the King. All the things that were really what I think Paul, our pastor, preaches on Sunday and really puts forward is this is what Calvary is. I saw it even in the promotional stuff. And so it was really easy for me to say, you know what, yeah, we've been doing Lifeway VBS for 7,000 years, but it's maybe time to change that, to go with somebody else that does. And we're not saying Lifeway's bad at all. I mean,
no,
there's other Lifeway material we still use in different ways and different classes, and they're a great organization that does put out, I say organization, they're part of the SBC, you know, they're our publishing arm, and so they give good curriculum, but for us, for VBS, I think Answers in Genesis is a better option for us, and so I appreciate you really praying about that, thinking about that, and being serious about what's the best thing we can give our teachers to teach. And
certainly.
So that's a
certainly.
I think the tool is there. So let's talk about this year. So last year was what was last year? I think about it.
Last year was Kingdom Keepers.
Yeah, it was the knights and all this kind of stuff. So
that's right.
So what's the theme this year? Where are we headed this year?
All right, so we're in the jungle this year.
Okay.
Think of you know, Amazon River, Jungle Cruise, Disney Jungle Cruise. This year's theme is called The Great Jungle Journey, and the subtitle is An Epic Cruise from Genesis to Revelation. It's gonna be fun. It's going to be a good curriculum this year.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the first things that we think about in Vacation Bible School, because you want to make it fun for the kids, you know, and build that excitement for the week is how you're going to decorate, you know. And
oh, yeah.
I know we don't want to go overboard with that. We appreciate that our teachers don't, you know, turn this place into a jungle, so to speak. but there is some things you can do to just give some excitement and just be kid-friendly, you know. And so we want to do that around the campus. And I think the jungle theme is pretty easy.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can handle that one. You know, there's been some in the past that were a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
But I think, you know, lots of plants, lots of greenery, and it'll be fun.
And, there you go. And, you know, your tropical animals, plants, trees, waterfalls, things like that. It's gonna be good.
Yeah. So speaking down a little bit more, drilling down on the curriculum itself, what is the Bible content, or what would you say, where are we headed this year when it comes to what are we trying to teach the kids?
Yeah, so we don't nail down on one particular passage every day. It's really a broad look at scripture from Genesis to Revelation. The first 3 days really hit on Genesis and the importance that going through Genesis brings about, seeing God's good world that he made, how it was perfect, and then how sin messed up this good world, and then the fall that came from that and all the bad that comes from that. But then on Thursday in the week, so all throughout the week we've been in Genesis, we've been talking about creation, the fall, the Tower of Babel. On the fourth day, then we introduce Christ and why God came into this world as the God-man and saved us from our sin and why he died on the cross. And then from there, his ascension, his going to heaven, and then then the fact that he's going to come back and make the world perfect again. And we're going to be able to live with him in heaven, those of us who believe in him. And so that's the gist of it. It's a real broad look at Scripture. Nailed down in Genesis the first few days, and then to the Gospels and beyond in Revelation the last 2 days.
Yeah, so one way you could look at it and say we're going to do 5 days of biblical theology.
There you go.
That'll be a key point to give to the kids. They will love that we're going to spend 5 days in biblical theology.
There you
really
go.
That's really what that sounds like.
Hey, if you attach an animal to some sort of biblical theology lesson, kids will get it.
They'll get it. They probably will know as much as we do and more by the end of the week. So
yes,
that's good.
If they don't already.
Yeah. So I really like day three, which you talked about, which is the Tower of Babel, the idea of confusion that comes about with the corruption of the world through sin and the distortedness of our creation, you know. And really I think in some ways, and it's funny how things always tie together, you know, when you look back to our Bible conference that we had with Nancy Piercy here and Denny Burke, and how they both returned to the idea of Genesis and the idea of creation when it comes to our bodies. And I really think when I looked at the VBS curriculum, there's some of that same stuff in there that this is what we got to start with.
Absolutely.
And so I think it's great to start with creation and looking at what God made and taking the week from there.
Another part interwoven into the curriculum that's really good is an apologetics focus each day. So
okay.
Asking the questions that kids are facing in this day and age and how that applies to them. Why does sin? Why do we sin? Why do bad things happen? Why did God have to flood the earth?
Yeah.
Why did Jesus have to come? And how do we have a restored relationship with him?
Yeah.
So really, really good apologetics questions interwoven throughout this too.
Good. It should give us a great opportunity to ask those, to answer some of those questions for kids, you know,
yes.
And give them good biblical answers to that, and maybe some great conversations. You know, that's the best part about VBS to me is the time the adults, the teachers get to spend with the kids, asking questions on biblical concepts, you know, and building those relationships. So good that once again, the more we have, the more that can be done one-on-ones, two-on-ones, when you have smaller groups of kids with each adult. So that's great. Let me ask a bigger question, I guess a broader question when it comes to Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
When you think about children's ministry, where does VBS fit in the overall scheme of what you want children's ministry to look like at Calvary?
Yeah. Here's the best way I can describe it. VBS for children's ministry is Easter for the church. It's kind of your biggest thing that you do. It's really the mountaintop Great Commission event that children's ministry does. Every week, we evangelize kids. That's part of what we do. But at VBS, it's really the focus. It's the primary thing that we want to do. And so with that, it's the thing that we want to bring in the most. During VBS, that should be the time where the most new faces that we see all year long in our church are. That's where we want to see most people from our community. That's when we want to reach families who aren't plugged into church. That's where we want to reach kids who don't know the Lord and aren't familiar with church life and are asking these questions. So I would say that's where it fits in. It's the Mountaintop Great Commission event that we do. And we're pushing for children to come to know Jesus that week. We're not just saying, hey, this is what you should do. We hope you'll do it. We're saying that, but we're also saying, do this today.
Yeah.
Do this now. Come to Christ today. It's really a great commission push.
Yeah. And that leads me into another question about that. When we talk about evangelism of children, and we've had lots of conversations and we've seen an increase in number of kids over the last, I don't know, few months who have made decisions with their parents and have come and talked to you and are looking for opportunities to be baptized and become a part of the church family, those kind of things. But I know you're also very careful when it comes to Vacation Bible School for the ages that really put the not just give the gospel, because I think that's given even to preschoolers in ways, but an actual gospel presentation that recalls or asks for a response. Talk a little bit about that, about your mindset when it comes to the different ages that'll be there and how you handle evangelism in that way.
Yeah, so like we said, everybody's going to get the gospel. That's the goal of this curriculum. It's to help us understand where we came from in Genesis, what's going on, why we need a Savior, and why all the bad happens in this life today, and why we need reconciliation with God. With the younger kids, yes, it is primarily just about telling them these things. It's not pushing for them to, you know, hey, come, we want you to come know Christ and then come be baptized this Sunday. No, that's not necessarily what we're doing. With younger kids, it's mainly just building relationships with them, helping them know these stories, helping them answer any questions they might have. And then, but for the older kids, yeah, when a kid reaches about the age of, you know, I would say even 8, 9, they're really, really getting to where their faith is becoming their own. What they believe in is becoming a little bit more solidified.
Right.
So with them, yes, we're really pushing for them to make a decision to put your faith in Christ. And it's not that we're not doing that with everybody, but we're saying, hey, make this personal. Understand how this affects you personally and how it'll affect the rest of your life. And we want you to come to know Christ. We want the Holy Spirit to indwell in you and transform
yeah.
you. And we want you to know Him personally.
Well, with that, another question that comes to mind is something that might be interesting for our church family to understand is if you have somebody here during that week and during the response time that does seem to have a genuine want to ask Jesus to be their Savior, how do you handle that with, let's say, towards the parents? Because I think you believe, and I believe that there's a partnership that happens between the church and the parents when it comes to these children and who's the ones who are making the disciples of the children.
Sure.
So what's your process, your thought when it comes to back to parents for that?
Yeah. So we're never gonna tell a kid, hey, wait, or anything. We're always gonna affirm their decisions that they make and them, in some way, shape, or form, embracing Jesus. Doesn't matter how old they are. When they do make that, say that, hey, if a kid comes up to me and says, hey, Mr. Zach, I trust in Christ today, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to tell that kid how proud I am, give him a big high five, just make it a huge deal.
Yeah.
But then, yes, we're going to reach out to mom and dad, make sure they know what transpired at VBS that day, talk to them as much as they want to talk to us, equip them, give them as many resources as we can and as they want. We have some great booklets to give to parents who need help talking to their kids about salvation and the Christian life. We have booklets about what it means to become a part of God's family and great emphasis on becoming a part of the local church.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it's talking about baptism, and we put resources in their hands for that. And let's say a kid's at another church and they come to our VBS and they say they made a profession of faith. then we extend that not only to the child, to the parent, but then to that local church yeah. that they're a part of. And we let that local church know and ask them, hey, we just want to let you know this. We'd love for you to follow up with them yourself.
Yeah, and I know we've had other churches do the same to us, and that's such a good partnership between us all as we see us doing kingdom work.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. We got to do that.
No matter where you know God calls at that moment, we're happy for it and want to help disciple in whatever way we can. So yeah, that's such a huge part of Vacation Bible School, but I just appreciate your, you know, the seriousness that we need to take that about when we look at evangelizing children, you know, mm-hmm. and we want those decisions to be something that is not manipulative or any way emotional, you know, or anything that can be, I guess, something that can cause them to question the decision they made later on. You know, we want them to really feel like God is calling them, and they make a decision based on that. So I appreciate how you handle that. And so kind of a fun question I thought I would give you, Zach, is just to think about what do you think is your favorite part of VBS? I know there's all kinds of parts of it, but what to you really is you just look forward to every year of Vacation Bible School?
All right, so this is going to be a strange analogy. VBS is like a wedding. The prep isn't that fun, but the event itself is a blast.
Yeah,
I love all aspects of VBS. This is probably the more political answer. I love every aspect of it. My personal heartwarming part is seeing kids and leaders connect, them just having a good time together throughout the week, seeing the connections made, relationships being built, things clicking and whatnot. As far as the event itself, my favorite part has to be the worship rally.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of people look to me as the upstage person who handles a lot of those things and whatnot. It's just a fun 30 minutes. We're being silly. It's really my Mr. Zach silly time.
Yeah.
And we love it. It's so fun. It's you get to see me be a goof for, you know, 30 minutes or so, and yeah. whoever else we have on stage with us.
Yeah, I had your role before you a few years back, and before I became executive pastor as children's pastor myself. I would say my favorite part was the same. And I can even give you a moment that is my favorite. My favorite moment of Vacation Bible School, and it happens all 5 days, is when you open the doors. Mm. And kids come in, and what's amazing is still the excitement that those kids can have towards Vacation Bible School. They don't even know what they're doing or what they're coming for, you know, sometimes. And I love the idea. Even this is crazy to me, is all of a sudden you have to get them out of their chairs. They come into the room, and it's like they are programmed and conditioned to be in control when they come into the fellowship center, you know? And so this idea that they come and they have to get in the right row that fits their grade, and then they all just sit down. And you got crazy stuff going on the stage. You got somebody singing. You got music. And they're all sitting down because they just don't even know. And so my favorite part is screaming, getting in the chairs, making them get up. I mean, that's just, to me, that is just the mountaintop, the peak of Vacation Bible School. It's just those moments of starting the worship rally that way. So, yeah, I think the worship rally was my favorite part as well. So.
It is. It you just can't top the energy and the emotion and everything that happens in those few minutes. A lot of people talk to this day about mine and Mr. Josh's kung fu fighting skit that we did. It's just one of those things. That'll be a lasting memory for forever.
Yep. Yep, there are those. There's moments, and some of the teachers who might be listening to this who've taught it for a few years may remember back to some interesting experiences I had as well. And one was one of our worship pastor Brad. At one point, he would be on stage, and he got up on the counter, and actually the counter fell on him, and he was basically ended up crowd or counter surfing down on stage. And so I've heard that one many times mentioned. So yeah, there's those moments that just stick with you of craziness that happens at worship.
VBS is one of the weeks where it's good to have workman's comp for pastors.
That's right.
You never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, we all act a little bit rambunctious, maybe the word. I don't know what the
yes.
word is. Insane, maybe the word. Some of those kind of words of things that we shouldn't be, but it's just all for the kids, and so it's fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fun. You get out of your comfort zone and your normal normal how you are, and you just get to be silly and have lots of fun.
Yeah, and then die on Friday.
Tell them about Jesus.
When your body hurts and you're
you realize you're not
12 anymore.
Exactly.
All those kind of things.
Had to have an MRI this morning because of that very thing.
Exactly. One more question. You mentioned in Vacation Bible School that really this is a time when we want to see more guests. We want to see our children, our families bringing neighbors. Is there anything that you've thought of this year of how to get the guests to come or get our people to bring guests? Is there any kind of prize or anything you've thought about, or is that still in the works?
That's still in the works. But I will say, you open up that door. Just a challenge to our Calvary people. The greatest way we can see people from the community and new faces at VBS is if you are inviting them to our VBS and letting them know about it. So please do that. We will provide and equip you with whatever you need to do that. And maybe in the next few weeks, we'll make some invitations that you can take home and take to your neighbors, take to your coworkers, and just let them know about VBS. We'd love to. Everybody's looking for a good place to give their kids during the day or for part of the day, and we'd love for all the kids to hang out with us at Calvary during the week of VBS.
Yeah, and you know, Pastor Paul's not with us today, but I'll say he loves to be a part of those kind of contests.
Oh yeah.
So anything you can get him to do, you know, just make sure that he's involved in the craziness of that contest that rewards the person who brings the most guests. So Pastor Paul would love to be a part of that, I'm sure. I'll speak for him.
There you go. Well, hey, I'm going to plug VBS one more time real quick. So VBS is the Great Jungle Journey. It's going to be June 3rd through 7th. If you're interested in volunteering or being a part of VBS, listen, VBS is not just about you teaching for 3 hours in front of kids. There is so much that happens at VBS. Music, crafts, unlimited snacks, and treats for you if you're a volunteer. We need greeters. We need people who like to get on stage, who like to play games, all of the above. It is not limited to just one thing. So if you're interested and you haven't signed up for VBS yet, we'd love for you to. And you can do that by going to calvarydothan.com/VBS.
Yeah, and I think there's also, isn't there a training meeting coming up that's going to be in a few weeks? What date is that?
Yes, so if you are going to be a part of VBS, or if you haven't signed up yet and you just want to come get a feel for VBS, our VBS training is Sunday, May 5th, right after our time of worship, and we'll actually be serving lunch and whatnot, so you'll be able to come eat with us and then be trained for about an hour, and that'll be it. We'll be ready for VBS.
Awesome. So looking forward to it. Just it really kicks off our summer, you know, is at Calvary, and summer is a busy time for the children and student ministry, but VBS is always that key there, that start, kind of, you know, here we go. And so really looking forward to how it goes this year. And thank you for all the work you put in every year for this. And you know, we'll be praying for you with the no sleep, with the new baby and all those things, that'll work out well. It's a great week. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
All right, and so we'll see you next time on the podcast. If you have questions for us, something you want us to handle or discuss, Paul and I, or bring in a special guest, if you think somebody you would like to hear from, just send us an email at podcast@calvarydothan.com, and we'll see what we can do with that in the future. But for this one, remember that we are for God, for Dothan, and for the world.